Among the Sunni parties boycotting the vote was the Iraqi Islamic Party, which cited objections to how Iraq's election commission was formed. Dr. Allah Maki is a senior member of that party and a Sunni Arab. Earlier today, I asked Dr. Maki if the government selected in yesterday's vote will be legitimate.
No, we can't say that the election will produce a legal parliament, because great percent of Iraqi population didn't participate in election.
Dr. Allah Maki, senior member of the Iraqi Islamic Party, which boycotted the election. Adnan Pachachi did not boycott by any means. He's a former foreign minister of Iraq from the days before Saddam Hussein. He led the Independent Iraqi Democrats. It's a secular, mixed list. He himself is a Sunni Muslim by origin and joins us from Baghdad. What do you think of that statement from a Sunni Arab politician saying that this government is not legitimate because of the low participation and other reasons, the low participation of Sunni Arabs?
Well, I haven't seen this statement, but we are trying to rectify the situation by inviting his party and other parties which have boycotted the election to take part in the writing of the constitution. And I think his party had already indicated that they would be willing to participate with the National Assembly in writing the constitution. And I think this will pave the way to a more inclusive election in the future.
What to you was the significance of yesterday's election in Iraq?
Well, I think it showed that there is an overwhelming desire by the people of Iraq to start this democratic experiment, and to see that, we start this the first step, and they are eager to participate in them. And I think we should make things easier for the Iraqi people to continue on this path.
What happens now on the basis of this election that leads Iraqis around the country to say, I feel safer, I feel more secure, I feel the future is getting better, and then this insurgency is...
I think people already feel that, this is the first step towards democracy, and of course they hope that this may help in restoring peace and order in the country, but that will take some time, obviously. But the main thing we should really concentrate on now is the drafting of the permanent constitution.
And
of course, the Iraqi people will have an opportunity to ratify this draft constitution in a referendum.
As the leader of the Independent Iraqi Democrats, how many seats do you hope your list will actually have realistically out of the 275?
Well, I mean, it's difficult to predict, really. We have 78 candidates, so we are not fighting for all the 275 seats. So I can't tell you exactly how much will. It all depends really on the turnout in some of the areas in which we have some strength. I mean, Baghdad, especially Baghdad, and then possibly Mosul and one or two other provinces.
And if you did well, I mean, do you think you could possibly have 20 seats, or is that overly optimistic? Or
Well, 20 seats is not overly optimistic, but it's, we'd be satisfied with that.
Satisfied with 20 seats. Just as a hypothetical, does that put you in the cabinet, do you think, if you had that number of seats? Do you think you get a seat at the table?
Yes, I think, because with 20 seats will give us a fair amount of leverage, I think.
And for you, the most important...
We shall see. I mean, it all depends on... There'll be a lot of horse trading, of course, a lot of negotiations with various other parties.
Has it begun yet?
It's beginning, in fact, yes.
Well, Mr. Pachachi, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you.
Adnan Pachachi, who was actually Iraqi foreign minister in the days before the Ba'athists and Saddam Hussein, and in this election led the Independent Iraqi Democrats, a small secular slate, in the vote.